Faith, the final frontier. Faith and faithfulness are in our Bibles over 300 times. You know, without it, we cannot please God. We must have it to walk in the Spirit. Faith is our guide and only reliable sense whereby we move in His kingdom. We are to have faith in God and believe in the one He sent. Then as we grow by His word, we are to have the faith of the Son of God. Remember, Jesus asked the apostles, "Where is your faith?" in Luke chapter 8. He expected them to use their faith against the storm, as He later did. Our righteousness is through the faith of Jesus Christ in Philippians. And the life you now live is by the faith of the one who gave Himself for us in Galatians. In the area of finance, faithful is the most mentioned attribute required to manage God's money. He doesn't need our wisdom, financial degrees, generosity, frugal stewardship, nor greed, for He owns it all. Anywhere money is mentioned in God's word, faithful is nearby. When the Lord returns, will He find faith in the earth? As followers of Jesus, we are to be full of faith. His faith that He taught and demonstrated to us, getting His results. We know faith comes from hearing the Word of God continually. Anyone mentioned in the Bible that had faith also had an action or a work assignment of the Lord. Many of the heroes of faith gave even their lives to the Lord when required. A deeper meaning of faithful is twofold: that we hear by faith in our hearts God's command, then by faith we carry out the task assigned. Just like Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and many others. Remember the rich young ruler? He had an ear to hear, but no strength, nor faith to complete the Lord's assignment. This kind of living will make you strange to the world, and surely not please your mind nor your flesh. Welcome to being trained up to walk in the Spirit. Remember, we walk by faith, not by sight, especially in the area of finances. God is looking for faithful servants that have an ear to hear and word-built courage to obey. Will you be trained up and trusted with true riches? Let's listen in as the Holy Spirit teaches us on faith and faithfulness. Father, open our eyes, open our ears, for great is Thy faithfulness. Train me, teach me, and live in me to Your glory. In Jesus' name. Jesus, our faithful teacher. Matthew 24. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Matthew 25. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Matthew 6. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew 8. When Jesus heard it, He marveled, and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Matthew 9. And behold, they brought to Him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. But when the multitude saw this man walk, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Matthew 14. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught Peter and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Matthew 15. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Mark 10. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Mark 11. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Luke 16. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Luke 19. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Luke 8. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. And Jesus said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Luke 17. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Luke 18. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke 22. But I have prayed for thee, Peter, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. John 20. Then said he to Thomas, Reach here thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Miracle-working faith. Acts 16. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. Acts 3. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts 6. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts 14. This man heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Acts 26, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Romans 1, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 3, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Romans 4. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith, which we preach. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 11. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and now standest by faith. Romans 12. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 14. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Faith worketh by love. 1 Corinthians 1. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 4. Moreover, it is required in students or stewards that a man be found faithful. For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. 1 Corinthians 10. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. 1 Corinthians 2. that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 12. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, worthless, and you are yet in your sins. 2 Corinthians 4. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians 5. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 10. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. Galatians 2. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 3. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 5. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 6. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God is faithful. Ephesians 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 4. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 6. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Philippians 3. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Colossians 1. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which you have to all the saints. Colossians 2. Rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. 1 Thessalonians 5. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 1. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. 2 Thessalonians 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 1. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet or proper, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. 1 Timothy 1. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 3. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 5. Having damnation, because they have cast off their first faith. 1 Timothy 6. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Faith, our substance. 2 Timothy 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 1. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Titus 1. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able to by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Titus 3. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. these things are good and profitable unto man. Titus 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Philemon 1. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 2. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hebrews 3. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Hebrews 10. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hebrews 4. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hebrews 6. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 10. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting to do were drowned. Hebrews 12. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. 2 Timothy 4. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. faith produces works. James 1. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. James 2. Hearken, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. 1 Peter 4. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 1. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. 1 John 1. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Jude 1. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Revelation 1. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 2. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Revelation 3. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Revelation 17. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 19. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. Revelation 14. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. great is thy faithfulness. Numbers 12. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Deuteronomy 7. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. 1 Samuel 2. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, Samuel, that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. 2 Chronicles 19. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully, and with a perfect heart. Psalm 31. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Psalm 36. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Psalm 89. For I have said, Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders. O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Psalm 101. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Psalm 119. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Proverbs 14. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Proverbs 20. Most men will proclaim every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Proverbs 25. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Proverbs 28. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Daniel 6. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. Forasmuch as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Jeremiah 23. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. Habakkuk 2. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Isaiah 25. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Lamentations 3. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In closing, what a wonderful God we serve. He will never leave us as orphans, nor forsake us, and he is faithful to complete in us that good work of faith which he has begun, if we do our part, seeking him with all our heart. I have a feeling it is God's intention that his children replicate in our generation his first begotten Son from the dead, speaking by faith God's word with power to stop every work of the devil, just as Jesus did. May the Lord bless you as you walk faithfully the rest of your days, submitted to his Spirit, pleasing him in all that you do and say.
Stay. fire.